gonna get started right about now. So, I call this meeting to order for the 86th session of the Senate of the Associated Students on Wednesday, July 25th, 2018 at 5:02 p.m. in the Rita Lane Senate Chambers on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into the next agenda item, Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Moving to the next agenda item, roll call.
Speaker Martinez?
Present.
Senator Alvarez?
Present.
Senator Amaya?
Present.
Senator Aziz?
Present.
Senator Burton?
Present.
Senator Clemens?
Present.
Senator Collins?
Present.
Senator File?
Present.
Senator Grant?
Present.
Senator Green?
Present.
Senator Hudson?
Present.
Senator Hughes?
Tardy excuse.
Senator Loveland?
Present.
Senator Mata?
Present.
Senator McKinney?
Absence excused.
Senator Merkley?
Never mind, cross name on.
Senator Rogers?
Absence excused.
Senator Sewell?
Present.
Senator Wilcox?
Absence excused.
Senator Wilde?
Present.
And Senator Yegiayan? All right, quorum is present.
Thank you. I will now move into the next agenda item, adoption of minutes. We have the minutes from June 13th, 2018, June 27th, 2018, and July 11th, 2018. So I'm currently seeking a motion to approve the minutes from June 13th, 2018, June 27th, or I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items A through C. Zachary Green.
I move to approve items A through C.
Do you want to do three unanimous?
Three unanimous
consent. Awesome. Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, minutes pass. With that, we'll move straight into public comment. I know we do have one public comment at this time from Darius Robinson from Residential Housing. Correct?
Yes.
Yay. I was right.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Need me to stand up here, or can I?
Oh, you can stand wherever you feel most comfortable.
Here. Okay. All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Darius Robinson. I'm the coordinator for student leadership and activities for the Department of Residential Life, Housing, and Food Service. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak in front of you. I am in charge of our move-in days, specifically coordinating the volunteers. And so I'm coming here asking you, reaching out to ASUN if you would like to be part of this awesome experience. This is the first time a majority of our first-year students are coming in to the school year, and so they'll be living in the residence halls. And what a great way to first welcome them in is seeing peers that they're going to be growing alongside for these 4 years, 4, 5, 6 years, however long it takes them to get to their degree, but starting their experience here and now, feeling like they're part of the Wolfpack. And so students really help. And so I'm here asking if anybody's interested to please sign up for volunteering. It is online through GivePulse right now. I also have some flyers with me that I would like to provide at least one for each of you. That way, if you are interested, you can sign up for it. But if you have any questions, you can ask me for it in terms of what you'll be doing. We'll be serving food. There's different shifts. Dorm Storm is already kind of filled up, but we're still looking for volunteers for Nevada Fit, most definitely. So that's all.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, and if you want to pass that, and then if you would like to grab one again, and then Mr. Robinson, if it would work best that I, you know, take a poll right now, do you want me to email you those names for individuals that are interested?
Sure. Yes, yeah. That works.
Okay, is anyone interested in helping with the dorm storm? Okay, so I have Wilde, Loveland, Green, Hudson, Sewell, Collins, and Mata. Thank you so much. Oh, sorry, Dr. B.
Yeah, just really quick, if you're on the fence and you're thinking about it, I just want to reiterate what a great opportunity this is. You can wear your Senate polos.
and create a positive image of ASUN and student government office while these students are moving in, like right when they're freshmen, their first experience is student government helping them. So if you're on the fence, lean on jumping in.
Thank you. Is there any? Yes. Oh, awesome, thank you. Please let the record show that Senator Hughes entered the meeting at 5:07 p.m. Senator Mata.
Is August 18th part of our retreat?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the first
part? If August 18th is part of our retreat. Okay, we can look into that still. And we can always talk to other clubs and organizations on campus that you are all a part of. So if you have anyone interested that will be here over the summer, don't be afraid to let me know. But I will be sending your names just in case. Is there any further questions? No? All right, thank you. Is there any further public comment at this time? Because we do have one guest. Perfect. So if we're going to have the hockey, actually, the social services coordinator, come on up, and I will bring up your presentation. Jahaki, if you'd like to introduce yourself, and just so it could be known, again, this summer we went to a conference, and...
Is it okay if I stand here?
Yeah.
Okay. This seems like the right place to see what I wrote. Very clear picture. Yeah, my glasses don't mean anything really. This is accessories. So my name is Johanna Masriego, and I am the social services coordinator here at the university. I've been here for about almost a year and a half, and it went by really fast, but it was filled with a lot of different interesting opportunities and experiences here. So I actually was an undergraduate student here too. I grew up here in Reno, Nevada. This is my home, this is my place. And so it's very exciting to have the opportunity to present on the things that I'm working on this year and how you can all be involved in some way. And so let me just wait till the presentation gets on the screen so I can kind of go over what more I do.
Can we go over one?
Yes. I couldn't think of a title, so I just put my title, my job. So I'll go back a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right, so I serve as a resource for all students and faculty members at our university. It could be any issue. It could be social, cultural, educational, and or legal. And I'll go into that a little bit more on what that really means, because that's also a very vague kind of description of what I do. But in addition to that, I support students who are undocumented, students with DACA, and students in mixed status families. And I'll talk a little bit more about what that means as well. Next slide. And so your Senate speaker asked me to present on what I do here on campus and how you can all get involved. And I thought, okay, I'm going to look into within the last year, what did I do here on campus? That's a question that keeps coming up when I explain my job to faculty members and also to students too. And so I thought to create a really easy bullet points. And so when students come into my office or when students are referred to me by faculty members or by students like you all, they ask me assistance for tuition. So generally what that means is students are not understanding what financial opportunities they may have in terms of how to pay for school and how to pay for clubs. Fortunately, we do have some resources, some scholarships, and some people who are always willing to help our students in some way. And so I'm able to connect students to those departments and to those people too. And it could also just be as easy as the students come into my office and I just read their financial aid with them and kind of go over what it means. Emergency funding too. I find students that are having difficulty paying for their tuition. So I work with Dean of Students. They're often saying, hey, here, so this is a resource. We can provide you emergency funding depending on your situation. And there are other opportunities as well in terms of Dean of Students and emergency funding. And there was another situation or kind of case where a student needed just to pay for their state ID. That's it. But they didn't have the money to do it. But luckily, we do have local organizations that actually provide vouchers for that. So I was able to connect them with that organization. And one of the common issues that keeps coming up in my office is affordable housing. I have students who go back home and they're coming back here on campus and find that They may want to live here on campus and maybe not, and so they're trying to find different housing opportunities, but it is really expensive and it continues to get more expensive for people within our own community, especially students as well. So my job is to figure out affordable housing too. And as a social worker, because I do have a license as a social worker, and I did work as a social worker with the state for some time, there are affordable housing opportunities based on disability and if you have children or other important factors too. I know that, so I'm able to connect students with that resource too. And so that's also available, not just for students, but for families too. And also, I kind of provide academic advice. I don't do it too much because I'm not the expert. We have experts here on campus for each college to do that. So I connect students with them. But also, I do provide some type of advising in terms of someone who's undocumented and someone who has DACA. Because generally, folks who are within that social group, it takes about 6 to 7 years to graduate college because of their unique situation. So I meet with the students, have discussions, okay, here are your opportunities in terms of after college and what you can do to gain experience in college as well. And of course, I provide resources on stability and accommodation, personal safety. What I mean by personal safety, I do meet with students who do not feel safe in their own home or within schools, so I connect them with protective services that can provide that additional support. Something that I can't necessarily provide, but other resources and community-based resources can provide too. And mental wellness, which I'll be talking a lot about, mental wellness, self-care, and self-awareness, which is something that I'm really passionate about as a graduate student who's hoping to become a therapist too. I think it's a topic that's not talked about a lot on campus to the point where I feel like you need to talk about it more. So I'll be discussing a little bit more on that. But I do a lot of referrals from counseling services and also a nonprofit organization outside of UNR too. And of course, I do a lot of explanation on what DACA is and what TPS is, temporary protective status, and other international student visas. Though I cannot provide legal assistance, I connected to people who can, people who have experience and can provide legal assistance on terms of immigration. Next slide. So it's a lot. But I think it's important for me to kind of break down in terms of what's understanding DACA and undocumented students, because that's what the speaker wanted me to talk about a little bit more and the initiatives that I'll be working on this year. It's kind of just to go over what it means to be undocumented and the difference on DACA. So someone who's undocumented is someone who's a foreign person who entered the U.S. without authorization or who has remained in the U.S. after authorization has expired. Know that not all undocumented folks qualified for DACA. And so DACA is short for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which is, it allows certain undocumented youth to qualify to receive a two-year renewable permit to stay in the U.S. and also to work as well. And there has been a lot of discussion on DACA since last year in September. So just when we started school, the initial announcement to end DACA started. The thing is, after so many months and so many, federal judges blocking it to end DACA, right now, I could say with confidence that anyone who has DACA, that's going to expire in 6 months, they should renew. And as a social service coordinator, I connect those students who have questions regarding their DACA renewal to nonprofit organizations that can provide the legal assistance. It's also free, too. So a lot of people feel like I have to have money in order to renew. You do in terms of paying for the application, which is about $495, but to get legal assistance, it could be for free. And they're actually priority in a lot of nonprofit organizations, too. And so discussions on what DACA is and what it means, and I have a lot of students who feel if I lose my DACA, that means I can't come to UNR. That's not true. Undocumented students have always graduated from the UNR even before DACA, so it is possible. But that's why we have folks like myself and other allies who are able to support undocumented students and DACA students throughout the journey of college. It's also really important to know that not all community resources and university resources are accessible to students based on their immigration status, unfortunately. But as a social service coordinator, I know those resources. So if you want to refer a student to your research but don't know if it's accessible to them, let me know. I'll ask the question and I'll help you out in that term. Also know, again, talking about mental wellness, anytime a new discussion or immigration policy change happens, it does trigger some folks. As someone who experienced deportation within my own family, anytime something new comes up in the news, it does impact me. And I'm a social worker, right? And so I know the resources that are available to me. So just imagine folks who do not. And so it's always very important to openly discuss, hey, you know, counseling services available to you. They have an after-hour phone number that you could talk to if you do need to talk to someone. And so that's, as senators and students, those are the important things I want you all to keep in mind. Next. How many of you all seen this flyer? Okay, some of you. All right, hopefully all of you at the end of this presentation. So I created this flyer. It basically talks about as a DACA student, what you should know in order to renew. So the information that's on there, I got it from USCIS, which is Immigration U.S. Services, that basically talks about what it means to renew your DACA. Also talks about traveling abroad. You know, it's not recommended DACA recipients travel abroad right now, but they were able to before the initial announcement to end DACA last year. But also, as student senators, know we do have scholarship and financial opportunities that undocumented, documented, international students can actually apply to. And so if a student didn't know that they qualify for the scholarship, refer them to me. I can help them through their process and connect them with financial aid. I don't remember what I said last time. Oh, okay. And the last piece of it is, right now, USCIS is not accepting new application for DACA, but that could actually change in a couple of days. Yeah, immigration policy changes all the time. But that's my job, to keep update with it. So if you ever read or hear a news story but you don't really understand, okay, they're talking about DACA, but I don't get it, just email me or call me, and I would love to have a conversation with you. So I'm going to, again, facilitate and organize DocuWeek. And so DocuWeek happened earlier this year. It was a little different because I didn't really know. It was my first year. I really didn't know what students liked, even though I am a student myself. And so after doing DocuWeek earlier this year and really getting to know the students, I decided to do it again, but do it a little bit differently, which one day I'm going to dedicate to Know Your Rights. So basically, I'm going to ask a nonprofit organization who's going to have a discussion on what if you are stopped by an immigration correction enforcement agent? What should you say? Or what if you have a family member who is at risk of being detained and deported? What do you do? And what resources are available to you? And so that's what the workshop is going to be about. The second day, which is going to be Tuesday, will be Share the Dream panel, or at least that's what I'm calling it. It could change. I change things all the time because it's still a work in progress. But basically, I believe if I'm going to talk about immigration, I'm going to talk about the intersectionality of immigration. And what I mean by that is that every migrant social group has different experiences. So I'm going to purposefully invite folks who are Asian, who are undocumented, who are migrants. You could talk and share their story because it's very different from their experience from someone who is from a Latinx social group. And I say that as a Latina as well, that my family's experience is way different from someone else's experience too. And so I'm also going to invite other people who can talk about their being undocumented and also the queer identity, and also how does that intersect within their own experiences. And so again, I think as someone who has certain privileges, I need to be purposeful in my programming. And so I'm really excited for that day, and hopefully you guys will attend too. And just to go over, some of these things are kind of obvious, like yoga in front of the Knowledge Center. Again, I just want everyone to be mindful about their mind and body. Hopefully I'm going to invite Yosimar Reyes, who is a documented queer poet storyteller. If you YouTube him, you can read and see him do his spoken word poetry, which I love. And then the last day, which I'm still working on it, but I'm wanting to do art and awareness. Art's a really big thing for myself, and I see art therapy really useful for some folks, and so I like to create art with students, so that's going to be another day too. So that's just 1 week of the initiatives that I'm planning to do. Next. But there are other initiatives as well. Again, students have come to my office with many different issues, different topics, and I thought, okay, well, I'm available to all students and not just a small group of students. And so I'm actually wanting to do a Know Your Rights series. One of them specifically will be on immigration, like I talked earlier, but the other one will be on housing. I have found that a lot of students are in housing or in apartments that are not safe, not up to code. And then when they do share their complaints to the person who owns the building, owns the apartment, they say, no, we can't fix that. But under law, they should fix it because it's putting the danger of the person who's renting it. But students do not know that or feel like they do not know that. And so that's going to be a Know Your Rights series. And so that's going to be sometime in September, and I'll let you know when it will be. So a lot of these different initiatives, I don't have dates or events just yet. Just give me about a minute or so, like a month, and I'll have specific program for each of them. But a lot of the initiatives I want to focus on is self-love, embodying positivity, self-care. What does that mean, especially for someone who's really busy in college or who has family obligation? And because my position is out of Title IX office, I think it's important to continue to have a discussion on what hate and bias discrimination is and the impacts of it all, as well, and also interpersonal violence. And also, I'm going to be very purposeful in reaching out to veteran services and disability services, because someone who doesn't identify within that social group, I myself have to put myself in spaces to learn more about this population. And so that's something that I really talk about a lot about and encourage folks to do, but I also have to be mindful, I gotta do it too by telling other people. Next. So, a lot of information, a lot of things that I'm doing. So what can you all do in helping me with these initiatives? Refer students to me. I said, Johai, that's me. Refer students to me. So tell them, say, hey, I know someone who could work with whatever you're dealing with, who could listen to you. And also know that I can be a confidential resource. There are some limitations to that. So if anyone has experienced abuse, neglect, or exploitation, I do have to stop the conversation and let them know I am a mandated reporter too. But again, I get into that a little bit more deeply when a student comes into my office. But you, as centers, can co-collaborate with me on Docu Week or other initiatives too. If you have an idea, let's work together. I'm all about teamwork. I'm a social worker, so I tend to be very social. So whatever you all, if you have an idea, please let me know, and I will reach out to you all if I do have something coming up as well. Also, if you go into refer students to me or to different departments, be very mindful of the sensitive information that you provide. And what I mean by that is if you have a student and we know someone who has DACA, someone who's undocumented, or someone who's trans, don't write in the email, my trans friend or my undocumented friend, here's your name. Because we don't want that information in email. And you also don't know if someone is openly wanting to open up and talk about their identities. So be very sensitive in that term. Another thing that you can all do is openly share their resources and events that discuss on diversity and intersectionality. It's so important to, you guys are student leaders, the students look up to you. So it's important to share, hey, this is an event that's happening that I think you may enjoy, I might join, maybe you should come with me. So that's one way to help me in the work that I'm doing here on campus too. Also, I think what's really important, when discussing new student policies or programming, think about accessibility. Now, I'm not just talking about people with certain abilities or disabilities. I'm talking about, is this programming, is this policy, will it impact undocumented students? Will it impact DACA students? If you do not know, consult with a professional. I'm that professional. Because I actually had a conversation with Hannah Jackson actually last year about this policy. She just casually asked me, and then I broke it down to her. Like, this is what, when I'm reading the policy, this is what it's going to mean for undocumented students and DACA students. I'm a big policy nerd. That was really my big emphasis when I was my undergrad, so I enjoy these conversations. So please feel free to ask me questions on certain policy programming. I'll be happy to give you my insight in any of it. Also, you can do is request an undocumented ally training. So what I talked here is just a small part of what I talk about in undocumented ally training that Anthony went through. So I really talk about the policies that impact undocumented students, and also I make you practice on how to talk in really tough situations too. It can be very uncomfortable, but also very enlightening. So I encourage you all to request it for your club, organization, fraternity, sorority. Really just let me know when and where, and I'll show up with my presentation. I love doing it. And lastly, continue to check in with yourself. Continue to check in, say, hey, I'm really stressed, I need to reach out to someone to talk. And it could be one of your colleagues, it could be a professor, it could be someone you trust. And I think that's an important part of being AFA student senators, continue to check yourself. And I'd be happy to have that conversation with you too, to connect you to the right people to talk to. So there's a lot that you can all do. Next slide. But in order to reach out to me, call me, beat me if you want to reach me. If anyone gets that reference, kudos to you, because I love Kim Possible, even now. So yeah, feel free to email me or call me. You can visit me. I'm literally down the hallway over there, so you can't miss me. And I sometimes see you walking, so better say hi now. But yeah, reach out to me. If you want to just have a conversation, it could be something really casual. If you don't want to talk about this is what I'm going through, that's okay too. I have a lot of different interests as well, because I want to be accessible just not only to the 20,000 students here on campus, but also to you too as well. Also, now I'm available to families. They can live in Mississippi. I'll still figure out how to get them help in Mississippi too. So that's it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Are there any questions for Jahahi? Anything at all?
Immigration. Hey, Martinez, I have a question.
Yes, Senator Burton.
First of all, this Maserata, thank you so much for your presentation. And so, as you may know already, the Office of Student Assistance Research conducts studies collects data and analyzes data for most student services. Do they do that for your office? And do you also collect your own data and maybe come up with your own conclusions on those data? And you've actually released that to students or interested students, such as senators, for example?
Yeah, so I do collect quantitative data and qualitative data as well. Don't know how accessible that will be out to you all students. But I do collect the information, because what I want to know is what are the common issues that keep coming up within our student body, and what, as a social service coordinator and within our own university, how can we meet the needs of those students? And so I don't know how accessible that resource is, but I could definitely look into it too.
Any more questions? Seeing none, we thank you so much. And I just wanted to touch on a few things. This was really in collaboration with Senator Pfau and Senator Hughes. They really wanted this after we went to a conference. And this is why I encourage all of you to let me know on guest speakers you'd like me to bring to Senate, in case none of you know. So now you can relay this information to all the students. And you can ask Jahahi any questions you have. Maybe not the Senate table you feel comfortable with, but again, she's made herself accessible to all of you to hopefully figure something out and to represent the students at the table in better, hopeful fashion. But again, if there's anyone you're interested in, we can have amazing speakers like Jahahi come in. Please let me know from any area, because I would love to do that. I already have an ongoing list. So again, just let me know. Please let the record show that Senator Alvarez entered the room at 5:15 p.m. or left the room at 5:15 p.m. and re-entered at 5:19 p.m. And is there any more public comment at this time? And I just want to remind people on public comment for ASU and officer reports, we're not doing those today. So is there any reports? No? Okay. I'm just going to read a few into the record that I was given. One's from Mwakwana. So Mahu says, during the past week, I have been busy trying to gather the body of my ASUN branding guide, finishing up a branding, social media, and PR retreat presentation, and getting ready to start the new media training guide. I hope you have a great rest of your week. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at any time. Best, Mahu. I also have one from Gabriella Liu. This one's a little important because she does need some volunteers. So the final summer barbecue is tomorrow from 12 to 1 p.m. Programming would really appreciate their participation from Senate. They are short-staffed right now, and they will be meeting in the ASUN offices at 10:30 a.m. Is anyone able to volunteer? I'll be there tomorrow. Senator Loveland, anyone else? Senator Green. Thank you. And then we also have one from the Director of Diversity and Inclusion, Arzo Amirzada. Hi, all. As many of you may know, Northern Nevada Pride is this Saturday. Please sign up for a shift via the Facebook poll if you can. Setup is at 8 a.m., and the whole thing should wrap up around 5 p.m. I hope to see you all there. Other than that, my department is moving forward with our Welcome Week event that is paired with the Center's Identity Fest. We'll get more details out to you as they arise. Have a great day. Thank you so much, Arzo. So again, please volunteer, and that poll's on Facebook. And then we will now move into the next agenda item, which is agenda item number 8, report of the Senate committees. And again, if you don't have any report, you can say yield or no report. So we'll start with the Chair Committee on Academics, Senator Collins.
No report.
Thank you. Chair Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Grant.
No report.
Thank you. Chair Committee on Civic Engagement, Senator File.
Really quickly, I just want to let you guys know that Service Palooza is going to be August 27th from 11 to 2. And at the next Senate meeting, I'm going to be asking for volunteers for setup and cleanup. And that's it.
Thank you so much, Senator File. Again, please make yourself accessible to Senator File as best as you can. She's been working very hard on this, so anything would help. Chair of Committee on Government Operations, Senator McKinney's not here. Chair of Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Alvarez.
No report.
Thank you. Chair of Committee on University Affairs, Senator Mata.
No report.
Thank you. And I also do not have a report. Or Senator Hughes, do you have a report?
No report.
Thank you. We'll now move into the next agenda item, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, we'll now move all the way into agenda item number 14, first reading of legislation of Senate Bill 86, an act to increase the compensation of assistant director of clubs and organizations, and Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of the Campus Hunger Reduction Act of 2018. And we'll now move into agenda item 15, motion to fast-track legislation. I am seeking a motion to fast-track agenda items A through B. Senator Mata.
I move to fast-track motions A through B, 3 and 9 as consent.
Yes. Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion passes. And we'll now go into second reading of legislation, which is agenda item 17. We'll be going into agenda item A first, Senate Bill 86, an act to increase the compensation of the Senate Director of Clubs and Organizations. I am now seeking a motion to approve Senate Bill 86, an act to increase the compensation of the Assistant Director of Clubs and Organizations. Senator Alvarez.
I move to approve Senate Bill 86, an act to increase the compensation of the Assistant Director of Clubs and Organizations.
Is there a second? Senator Loveland.
A second.
Thank you. And then if we can have the author of this bill, I believe it's Senator Grant, correct?
Sure.
If you'd like to present this.
Sure, yeah. So this is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. The budget change for this has already been made. So it's already been increased from a $3,000 stipend to a $5,000 stipend for the assistant director of clubs and organizations. So all this is a SAS change, which basically just makes it official. You guys have any questions on it? Basically, it's kind of long overdue, but the assistant director has taken on a lot of responsibilities here in the past couple of years, so it's time for it to change.
Senator Hudson.
So this is already like happening right now, so the current assistant director is being paid $5,000?
I don't believe they are right now. Not until this is passed.
So once this goes through, then it'll be
fine. Right, so it's been made on the fiscal year 19 budget, the change, but it won't actually happen until this is passed.
Yes, that's correct. They're currently making the same as a club commissioner, to my knowledge, which is around $3,000, so it would increase from there. So if this passes, it's been budgeted that increased to $5,000, so they're allocated that money. Any further questions? Senator Sewell.
Where is that extra $2,000?
It's been made from President Jackson since when she drafted the budget.
Okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't
change.
It's an original.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been on the original proposed budget. Yeah.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senate Bill 86, an act to increase the compensation of Assistant Director of Clubs and Organizations, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Motion carries. They meant aye for that. Or sorry, bill passes. All right, we'll now move into agenda item 17B, Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of the Campus Hunger Reduction Act of 2018. I'm seeking a motion to approve Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of the Campus Hunger Reduction Act of 2018. Senator Alvarez.
I move to approve Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of the Campus Hunger Reduction Act of 2018.
Is there a second? Senator Hudson.
One second.
Thank you. And then if the presenter, Senator Collins, would like to present this piece of resolution.
All right. So if you guys haven't heard, there's this piece of legislation right now called the Campus Hunger Reduction Act. And basically what it would do if it were to pass through Congress, it would amend the Food and Nutrition Act of 2008. And basically that was an act that allowed the community to get assistance to households to provide food for those who are malnourished or can't afford food. And so what this new act would do, it would amend it by also allowing higher education to be involved in this, because right now higher education institutions like our university, we're not part of that, so we can't get a grant through this act. So it would basically be amending it. And the reasoning behind this is that there's a lot of college students out there who food insecurity. So that basically means they don't know where their next meal is going to be coming from. And so this act would allow all universities across the nation to be eligible for this grant to get money so universities can open food pantries, sort of like what we have in PAC Provisions. That's about it. So do you guys have any questions?
Senator Hudson.
Thank you, Speaker, to Senator Collins. So I just have a question. So how does this impact the University of Adirondack as far as PAC Provisions goes? Is it gonna expand it?
So we have PAC Provisions right now already established, but with this, if it were to pass through, then it would actually give the university more money, or it would allow us to gain surplus food from other places around campus or in the community. So it would just allow us to get even more food and money from the outside of the university to get more food.
Are there any further questions? Are there any questions from people online or through the webcams, the interwebs?
I have one, actually.
Senator Burton.
So through the speaker to Senator Collins. If this resolution or bill is passed, would you think that this would shy those who donate money or donate food items to PAC Provisions from actually donating, since we get some sort of subsidy kind of out of this, or?
That's something I'm not really sure of. But this act is brand new in Congress right now. It's just now going to a committee, so I think that'd be something we'd have to see over time if it were passed. So that's something I'm not really sure of.
Senator Sewell.
I don't have it written down, but if President Jackson was here, she'd be able to answer this. But there's a specific grant, and it's really specifically made for allocating money to university.
Senator Hudson.
So, through the speaker to Senator Collins. So, if this was to pass, do you think that ASUN is still going to allocate the same amount of money to PAC Provisions, or is that going to change?
I feel like for that question, that's not as pertinent to the discussion, just because we don't know how that'll look in the future. So we can just remember to just say, in regards to the piece of legislation and things along those lines, but it's still a good question. Senator Collins, if you'd still like to respond.
Once again, obviously this would impact our university, But like the main goal is to get this to other universities besides ours, because like we're fortunate enough to have PAC provisions, but there's a lot of other universities out there in other states that don't even have anything like this. So if this were to pass through, it would hopefully encourage them to establish these kind of programs at other universities as well. So.
Any further questions? Seeing none, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of the Campus Funding Reduction Act of 2018, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Resolution passes. Awesome. We'll now move into agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, we'll now move back to agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? No? Seeing no public comment, we'll now move to agenda item 21, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 41 p.m.